Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, shall we? Let's talk about Polymer 80 and their raid. The ATF raided them on Friday. My first thought was that there had to be more than met. There was more to this than meets the eye. Simply because I know plenty of people who do. Franklin Armory. Franklin Armory is constantly doing things that, shall we say, butts up against certain rules and regulations within the ATF. And they always do it in a way to where very rarely do they ever get slowed down or rebuffed. They had a little minor shakeup with the Reformation line. They handled that. So, and when they did, with what happened with that, the Reformation line weapons that were out there, they were never declared illegal, and it was never declared illegal to have them. So, they went, Polymer 80, what they did was Polymer 80 got permission, as do all of these companies, to sell these 80% lowers from the ATF. Now, and that was perfectly okay. And the crux of the matter is they never sought permission to sell the 80% lower and the other parts that go along to make a gun. Now, that's a really thin premise under which they're going, because you still have an 80% lower and a handful of parts. Unless the 80% lower gets that fire control group grilled out, or drilled out, rather, it's still not a gun. The slide, the barrel, the parts that make the trigger, all the parts that go inside the slide, the extractor, all these other things, the striker, none of those things constitute a gun. Typically, it is the lower with the trigger group that makes it the gun. This is why with the SIG P320, for example, the trigger group is actually the gun. That everything else in the gun is modular and can be replaced. You can start out and have one configuration and go to something much smaller, much bigger, whatever you want to do. Which sort of goes along with the other things that we're seeing right now, like with SB Tactical. Now, listen, I'm not here to defend the ATF by any stretch of the imagination. The ATF is, let's just say that they are totally political organization, and they seem to be taking sides and picking winners and losers. Let's just put it that way. And the winners are going to be the anti-gunners, and the losers are going to be the pro-gunners. But once again, I digress. What the ATF is doing right now regarding the Poly 80s is they're looking for the people who bought the entire kits. Now, I have three Poly 80 pistols here, but my three Poly 80 pistols are serialized, which makes them the same as any other gun out there today. They're the same as my Glocks. They're the same as my Chambers, my Smiths, my STIs. I mean, my Staccatos, rather. I'm sorry. They are the same because they were manufactured. The Poly 80 lower that was used, was employed to use that, was used that way by a licensed manufacturer. So I need not fear what is going on with that. Anybody that has a Poly 80 lower pistol, should they ever want to sell it, or any 80% lower weapon, whatever it may be, should they ever decide to sell it, the only way they can sell it is to get out there and serialize it. Now, they're going after these, of course, because ghost guns. And because this is low fruit. This is low-hanging fruit. Most people don't buy kits to build them. A lot of people love the whole DIY thing. Love it. And so they you know, they do it out of love of the craft, out of love of the process. I know one guy that used to run a website. He owned like 10 AR-15s. He had built all of them himself with parts kits. And I mean, that's I've never met anybody like that before in my life. And once again, they like doing that so much that they just do it. So this is nothing new. This is not a new thing that, but you know, ghost guns. That's why we're going after all that, because they feel like that's low hanging fruit. Now, there will be a lot of lawsuits come out of this, because while they never sought permission to do it, they were never told they couldn't do it. And that would be part and parcel of the process. If you're selling something that is basically inert, and you're selling it in conjunction with other parts that are considered inert when they're pulled apart like that, then, you know, if you're going to impose logic on that, but then we're going to be going in the court system. We all know how we feel about that. So, you know, there's some players that get out there and they dot every I and cross every T. And in this case, this did not happen. Now, there's some that would say, well, Bill, they shouldn't have had to do it because Second Amendment. Well, I don't disagree with you. But there is what should be, and then there's what's happening. And, you know, we're going to talk about the election and everything right now. You've got electors in Georgia and Pennsylvania who are voting for Trump, not despite the fact that the states have been declared wins for Biden. And we'll talk about some of that other stuff. And we have a guest coming on later on that's going to talk a little COVID and a little bit of Republican problems, because Republicans are going to have problems now. You and I aren't going to have any more problems than we already got. But the Republicans, some of these Republicans are going to have big issues going forward. But the Poly 80 kerfluffle is, it was bold. I'll give the ATF that. They were quite bold with that one. And we're going to see how far this gambit goes. Right now, you've got Kamala Harris out there saying we should honor the Sandy Hook people by passing gun reforms and all this other stuff, which that's not going to happen. They're not going to be able to, they can't do executive actions because that is completely illegal. And if they go that route and try to go that route, then they're going to, you know, they get the little asterisk beside their name saying president was instrumental in starting a civil war. So, the Poly 80 thing, we got to pay attention to what's going on around us. We absolutely have to pay attention to what's going on around us, and then we have to be adaptive to that reality. Is that ideal? There's some people that are going to listen to this right now. There's some people that are going to listen to this later, and they're like, oh, Bill has gotten all kind of compromisy and wishy-squishy, and no. There is other parts to this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Now, the big problem, if there is a Biden administration, the big problem the Biden administration is going to have is, despite all these assurances by all these talking heads and all of these rhinos and all these other places that just want to get back to business as usual, that there's no evidence of voter fraud, that everybody out there is suspicious and not paying attention to any of these people saying these things, there appears to be evidence that of a number of very significant irregularities that occurred in a specific time frame, all at the same time, and all that benefited Biden. If there's nothing to see or no evidence of fraud, my question becomes, what's the harm in examining the voting machines, the ballots, the signatures, and the videos? If Mr. Biden is the president-elect, then he should be completely on board with turning over the machines in these contested locations for examination. He should be demanding an investigation, in fact. And if he does not demand an investigation, he will have a cloud over his presidency, as a majority of Americans believe he had illegal assistance in winning the election. And it is interesting that in an unusual coincidence, all the errors and irregularities that have been documented come down on Biden's side. And they helped him win the selection. See, some of us are sitting around going, how do you look at this unelectable pair, Biden and Harris, and how did they win 15 million more votes than Buffalo, Barack Hussein, Obama? It is, of course, it's possibility. It's a definitely a possibility. But it's not very plausible. He didn't have an enthusiastic base. He spent all of his time in his basement. He set a record for the highest number of votes in presidential election history. Harris was eliminated before she ever got to 1%. She came in fourth in California, and she's from California. Now, she didn't have the support in the electorate to pull more voters than Obama. So who actually supported and voted for them in record numbers in this election cycle? If Mr. Biden was elected president on the back of a fraudulent effort in at least 6 to 10 left-leaning locations, then he is not the president-elect. He's the president-select, if you will. And if, for the sake of argument, he is the president-select, who made this choice? Who selected him? If the fraud that is being documented in affidavits and court filings occurred, then Mr. Biden would owe someone for his selection. If it was an organized effort, this took organization and funding. Now, we have reports of vote counting stoppages that happened simultaneously. We have reports of pre-printed ballots being delivered across state lines. We have video of ballots being counted after the monitors were sent home. We have reports of thousands of ballots delivered in the early a.m. after poll watchers had been removed in the previous hours. And the evidence for the open-minded is that a lot of activities that secured the election for Biden occurred in 7 to 10 cities in the same 4 to 6 hour time frame. Given that implied coordination, I think it's unreasonable to assume that these cities all started these activities spontaneously. The documented coordination is the red flag here, if you will. And it's an indicator that someone was organizing and funding these activities. But who? Maybe some well-funded billionaire out there? Who could afford to dump, you know, a few hundred million here and there? Could that be it? Could it have been a foreign power bent on getting a more malleable president? If someone had perfected the art of the steal, it would mean that the road to the White House is now for sale. It's no longer about elections. It's no longer about campaigning. It's about organization and funding. And for all of you out there that think you won one this time, you know, that should scare you. That should scare you a great deal. If this vote stands, and if we prove fraud later, will we be able to understand who owns this president? And from a future perspective, once it's established that the election for the White House can be bought, it will become a money race to buy the necessary cities that are prepared to commit fraud for a future president. And this is where it becomes a little dicey. Because some of us consider ourselves to be the modern-day Minuteman. And we're out here spending our our free time trying to find the truth and guarantee that we have a true president-elect. And there's some people that are going to be wondering why this will continue to go on unabated. And it's because of a very simple thing. It's an oath. I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties as a citizen, so help me God. We're looking for the truth here. And if, as this clock winds down and if President Trump loses the election, we have to keep on going. And if Biden was not truly elected, then Mr. Biden was selected. And if he is the president-select, he will owe someone for that distinction. Look that oath up, read it, and understand what it says. Because now we are all in a predicament that we're going to have to navigate together. And, here we go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans will see another round of stimulus checks very soon.
People are going to see this money the beginning of next week. So it's very fast. It's money that gets recirculated in the economy. So people go out and spend this money, and that helps small business.
Mnuchin making those comments on CNBC that direct payment would be subject to the same income limits as it was back in March, which was $75,000. CVS Health will begin vaccinating those in long-term care facilities this week. The company is saying the first doses of the Pfizer vaccine will be given in 12 states. They include Florida, Nevada, New York, and Ohio. President-elect Joe Biden and Jill Biden also receiving their vaccines in Wilmington, Delaware on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. A third suspect is being charged in connection with the Pan Am Flight 103 terrorist bombing over Lockerbie, Scotland, 32 years ago. Attorney General Bill Barr saying there is no question the Pan Am attack was aimed at the United States.
The operation had been ordered by the leadership of Libyan intelligence. Gaddafi had personally thanked Massoud for the successful attack on the United States.
All eyes remain on Georgia with control of the Senate up for grabs in the Georgia runoffs. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the GOP can't rely on just the base to push past the Democrats. Haley telling Fox News they need to capitalize on the inroads President Trump made with minority voters to keep the two crucial Senate seats.
If you look at our last event in Forsyth County, you saw it was multicultural, multi-generational. I mean, those are the people that President Trump helped build. We have to build on top of that.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A lot of people are talking about the pressure the country is feeling itself in right now. And there's a lot of suggestions being made about what could and could not be done. And there is an undeniable pleasure that I have to admit to in picturing the left, the blue states, left to fend for themselves. I find that quite amusing. Without normal Americans to feed them and fuel them and defend them from the kind of dirt bags they kiss up to in order to show us knuckle-dragging Jesus folk. What for, you know? But secession is a terrible idea for them, but more importantly for us. And I don't expect to see America unravel anytime soon, though those of us who read real history instead of silly oppression studies, Drake, understand that all great civilizations do eventually collapse. They all do. It remains possible that our country could fall apart in the short term. Heaven knows that the idiots in our useless establishment seem to be doing everything possible to make that a reality. And that thought itself should be enough to inspire you to get fighting for the Constitution using its provisions twice as hard, despite the election theft last month, while hedging your bets with a 5.56 millimeter rainy day fund. The irony is clear for people like me who draw the fussy Femi ire of the crude shilling FritoCon hacks and their cheesy blogs. You know, getting out there and talking about secession. But I'm not a supporter of a national divorce. I never have been. That's really a very difficult idea as far as to actually put in place and execute. And then there's all of this reorganization. I mean, I subbed on a radio station today, and they were talking about this, that, and the other. It's not the revolution or the civil war that is the problem, is what you do after. Therein lies the rub. And this is a short-sighted problem that comes up in a lot of cases. Now, what do you think would happen if that happened, if we seceded? Because here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. The problem, as I see it, is not so much that we want to do it as that we're going to be pushed into it. These clowns could absolutely push us to the breaking point. A President Biden would be bad, but on the upside, Grandpa Badfinger is a creaky zombie whose Matlock marathon-focused lifestyle is not conducive to big changes. But the activists brought inside the gates, inside their Trojan donkey, including Kamala, here, have some cookies I baked for you, why, yes, they're supposed to taste funny, Harris, do want to push the fascism envelope. They think they're just a few degrees away from subjugating all of us Lord-loving, gun-having, gender-understanding Neanderthals forever. And what they don't see, because they don't know any normal people, and occasionally saying hola to their gardener does not count as knowing normal people, is how furious we are. How seethingly angry we are. Elites don't feel our anger, mostly because elites are behind their walls guarded by normal people with guns who may soon have to decide where their loyalties lie, with their own people or with their masters. So there is the potential for serious violence and even secession, as unlikely as it seems, using our Constitution and the provisions remain the best way to sweep away the petty tyranny and the electoral fraud, but it could happen. Normalizing the BLM, Antifa, other scumbag violence last summer was pretty short-sighted by the people who don't have most of the guns. But we knew that what Glenn Instapundit Reynolds has accurately assessed as the worst ruling class ever, so poorly thought out initiatives, is par for the course. Now, here's a positive thing, and this is a positive thing. Secession and massive violence are unlikely because the people pushing the social justice warrior envelope just aren't likely to put themselves in a place where they can die for their ridiculous beliefs. Without a doubt, you know, Antifa, they might, you know, there's going to be some exceptions. Mostly the criminal element that gloms onto the left of the kind Kyle Rittenhouse expunged, but a lot of these young leftists who would presumably be the vanguard of the revolution feel they have too much to live for to get hurt. Putting yourself in real danger, not performative risk at some mini-riot where you know the cops are going to sit back, and worst case, you end up arrested and released with a warning over pronouns. I'm not seeing it. And on the other hand, I do see a lot of people on the right motivated not by some ridiculous cant about systemic racism, about their man-bun TA, but by the defense of their religion. And a lot of them, and this is a big problem, a lot of them are older and figure, hey, I've had a good run, and my knees are too sore to start living on them. And a lot of them are veterans. And all of them have guns. So, yes, the potential is there for conflict. If the malignant left pushes the already volcanically angry normals too far, stuff could go south, and I mean rapidly. The leftist campaign to strip us of our rights, property, and dignity is very poorly thought through. It's fun for them to get their jollies messing with us, but the thing that keeps the lid on this boiling pot is that right now most people have something to lose. But if you take everything away from someone, he becomes extremely dangerous, something the epically unwise ruling caste, most of whom have never been in a fistfight, don't get. What if we split into two voluntarily? Wouldn't that solve things? We in Red America can keep living in America, and the Blues can have their Venezuela del Norte. And for them, it's a bad scenario. It's an escape from New York scenario. There's a reason. Divorced people don't buy houses next door to each other, but that's what a national divorce would mean. Do you think we would actually get along? And as the natural consequences of leftist policies, unmoored and unrestrained by patriots, create crime, poverty, and general misery, in a real-life People's Republic, can you imagine the ruling class of the blue states looking at the wreckage they created and saying anything other than, well, obviously all of our problems are a result of red state racism? I mean, it's not like they're going to invade us, is it? So, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. We want the tech companies and the corporations and the media. We want them within our country where we can begin the process of crushing and taming them, not in some other nation where they're untouchable. Aha. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, here is the problem with what happened Friday. Friday, the Supreme Court rejected the Texan case against the disputed states for lack of standing. But one of the theories behind this, what happened here, what transpired here, is that, and this is troubling to consider, is that the Supreme Court was intimidated by the court packing threat of the Democrats, that someone from the Biden administration made a threat. Now, this lawsuit went directly to the Supreme Court because it's the only court that can litigate a dispute between two states, and therefore it has original jurisdiction for these disputes. So they could make decisions here. Texas's claim was that the defendant states, by violating constitutional mandates for conducting the elections, injured Texas because Texas used legal means to vote for Trump and they fraudulently handed the election to Biden. And the Supreme Court, by a 7-2 margin, rejected the case. The statement was, the state of Texas's motion for leave to file a bill of complaint is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution. Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the matter in which another state conducts its election. So for everybody that voted in Texas, for everybody that voted for Trump, the Supreme Court insults you. Standing is not that hard of a, it's not that heavy of a lift. To establish an Article III case or controversy, the litigant must first clearly demonstrate that he suffered an injury in fact, and it has to be concrete in both a qualitative and temporal sense. And the injury to himself has to be distinct and palpable, as opposed to abstract, and the alleged harm must be actual or imminent, not conjectural or hypothetical. And the litigant has to satisfy the causation and redressability prongs of the Article III minima by showing that the injury fairly can be traced to the challenged action and is likely to be redressed by a favorable decision. Texas met all of those requirements, showing an injury in fact that is distinct and palpable and can be traced to the challenged action and can be redressed by a favorable decision. Texas was not just whining about how another state conducts its elections. This was not a case of they ought to have used pink paper, not blue paper, or the polls should have been open an extra 2 hours, because those would have been claims of the type that the court statement described. What Texas alleged was more profound. The defendant states engaged in unconstitutional conduct to create the circumstances by which Democrat activists and possibly foreign agents could commit fraud in order to hand the election to Biden. So, understood the proper way, not only does Texas, in which Trump won, have a say in what those states did, so does every Trump voter in the United States today. It is indisputable that these defendant states unconstitutionally changed their election laws through court action or settlement agreements. And in each defendant state, there's voluminous and mostly uncontested evidence that these rule changes allowed Democrats to engage in massive fraud. And this is not a matter of bringing in in some cases, they just switched votes. A vote for Trump became a vote for Biden. Had this unconstitutionally enabled fraud not happened, the disputed states would have elected Trump, and Trump would have won the national election. That Biden, quote, won the national election through this fraud is a real harm to every one of us that voted for Trump. There's 74 million of us. And can be remedied through the court's intervention. And there's your standing. And yet, still, the Supreme Court punted this obligation. Numerous theories to this. One is that they want clean cases to come up through the state court systems. But, I mean, clean court cases are not that hard to decide. Another theory is that the court believes that this is an issue that legislatures, not the court, should address. Rubio has the right answer to this on Twitter. He said, according to the left and their partners in the legacy media, Supreme Court has the appropriate place to legalize abortion or redefine marriage, but it has no business taking up claims regarding a presidential election. And then there's Dick Morris's take. And this is very troubling. His take is the Supreme Court is after justice, of course, but primarily they are after making sure the Supreme Court survives. That's their institution, and that's their duty. I believe the Supreme Court was sent a message by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party during the election, and the message was, if you overturn this election, we will pack you and we'll make your court basically meaningless. And ask yourself this, who raised the issue of court packing? Because we didn't. Why would the Democrats raise an issue that was hurting them? We would never bring it up. We never thought of packing the court. They did. And he concludes that it was a systemic effort that succeeded to intimidate the U.S. Supreme Court. So for everybody out there, this is Second Amendment advocates out there saying, well, you know, the Supreme Court will never stand for this or that or the other. If this actually happened, and who's to say it didn't? Then What else might they intimidate them about? And where might this lead us? And unless they surprise me this coming week. And listen, if they're being threatened and everything, we should... Where are the Republicans? Why isn't there some Republican walking across the floor and punching Schumer in the mouth when this happens? There's every to believe reason that the justices are more concerned with status and safety than there are with election integrity and constitutional principle, unless they do something different here. But is it because they're not being defended? Is it because they don't know what's going to happen? Here's the other thing about the Supreme Court. I believe it was Andrew Johnson that got out there and said when one of the court decisions came down, he said, well, he's made his ruling now. Let's see him enforce it. That becomes a bit, that's a big issue. That's a huge issue here. Because Supreme Court rulings and laws and all these other things only mean something as long as we take them to heart. Civilization and the rule of law and everything, that only exists as long as we keep it up, as long as we maintain that. And, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like, I don't know, it may be up for grabs, it may be a jump ball. If that happens, then the left has no idea what they just did. They got no clue as to what's coming their way. And I'm not worried about it. Because I know how that one's going to turn out. I don't think they do. I don't think they do. I really wonder about that part. That's the part that is the most curious part I can imagine. But we got hour number three inbound. We'll continue the discussion. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.